everybody. This is Jackie Mitchell from PM Professor, and welcome to another episode of Bench Talk. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about showing up. And I think this is a really important topic, and it comes right on time, you know, our monthly themes. And this month, our theme is motivation and staying motivated. And so I thought this would be a really good talk to have about showing up, not only showing up for yourself, but showing up for others. But I really want to emphasize showing up for yourself and what that really means. And so let's get started. So what does it mean when someone says, or when anyone says, or when you think showing up for yourself? What do you think that means? For me, it means valuing yourself and honoring yourself. It means being kind to yourself, showing yourself grace, having compassion for yourself and with yourself. Showing up means it not necessarily being the best at all times, but being the best that you can possibly be at that moment. You know, there are times when you're going through hell, just really going through it, and you have to show up. And it's hard. It's difficult. And so what do you do? How do you do it? I know there was a point in time in my life, you know, we all go through our things, a point in time in my life many years ago where I just, you know, was really going through a hard time. And it was difficult for me to show up at work, show up for my family, and most importantly, show up for myself. You know, what did that look like? You know, it came to a point where I had to just, you know, snap out of it. I had a friend actually who said to me, and this is probably the first time anyone had ever said to me, you need to show up for your kids. And I didn't know what she meant by that. I was in such a dark place and I didn't know what she meant. And the more we talked and the more that I started to reflect on our conversation, I realized, you know, being who I needed to, who they needed me to be at that moment, the best person that I could be possibly for them. At that moment, that's what showing up for my kids meant. And doing it for them in turn helped me show up for myself. It helped me value and remember my value and remember the things that I do well and what I bring not only to the table, but to life, to the people that I encounter, who I was as a person. I had to remember who I was. You know, so I just want to talk about showing up and what that really means for you and how to do it, you know, because we all go through things and sometimes you don't even have to be going through anything, you know, but it seems like in those moments when we are going through things, it's how do we get through it or how do we present ourselves to the world as we're going through these things, and I'm doing air quotes on these things. It could be anything from frustration with your job, family issues. If you are a caretaker to your parents, having, you know, aging parents, now being that caretaker, there are issues with that as well. You know, relationship issues. There's a myriad of things that we go through on a daily basis, and we all have that thing, or we all have multiple things. You never know what someone is going through. But showing up, you know, what does that look like? You know, so if you think about it for yourself, and some people, you know, some people really do go through a depression. And I'm not necessarily speaking about depression, clinical depression, not necessarily, but it can extend to that. But I'm just talking about when you're going through a rough period and a rough time that just really brings you down. So let's kind of focus on that a little bit. How do you stay motivated and show up for yourself and for others during that time. I think one of the things that you can do, one of the things that you should think about is, you know, who are you? Outside of all of the stuff and the heaviness of it all, who are you? Who were you before the heaviness came in? Who were you before that rough patch, that rough period? And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to think about that. I know it's hard to go back to that. I know it's hard to, you know, remain positive. And this is not about positive thinking and remaining positive and removing all negativity. It's about forging your way through. It's about moving forward. It's about not staying stuck. It's about really being who you know you are to be, you know, showing yourself some grace. What does that mean? It means being kind to yourself and not being down on yourself for whatever reason you think you have to be down on yourself. You know, all external things are just that. They're very external. And we all have emotions, you know, and we all react different ways to different things. So what I say is that it's good to remember who you were and bring that into who you are during those times. You know, think about, what do I need to do? What do I need to be? Who do I need to be to get through this? You can still deal with the things that you're dealing with, but still show up at your best, at the possible best, the most best, the best that you could possibly be in that moment, right? So let's talk about work. How do you show up at work when you are not feeling it? You know, how do you deal with the stresses of work? How do you deal with stress at work? And how do you show up? How do you present in those moments? You know, you can run away from it. You can shield yourself from it. You can blame others. You know, I think the best thing that you can do is recognize that there is an issue. Recognize that you may be reactive to certain things and try to find a solution or the best way possible to not be the worst, not show the worst, because it is a professional atmosphere. We all have feelings. Like I said, we all have emotions. We all go through it, but you still want to maintain a certain level of professionalism. You want to maintain a certain level of composure, so that you're not snapping at people, so that you're not bitchy, you know, to use that term, so that you can be the best that you can be. Because remember, sometimes you are on show at work, and people are watching you. People are taking note of who you are and how you behave and how you interact with others. So how do you deal with the stresses at work and show up to the best ability that you can? One of the things that I've been talking about in the past few episodes of Bench Talk is self-care. And it is extremely important. It is extremely important to take care of your mind, body, soul, spirit in order to be able to show up. Because you need to know that you are valuable. You need to know that you are worth something, that you're enough, you know? And when you keep that in mind, it's not too hard for you to forge through and move through the pain, the hurt, the resentment, the betrayal, whatever it is that you're going through, to show up for yourself. Because if you think about it, especially at work, you know, if something is happening in your personal life, how does that present in the office or wherever your place of business is? How does that present? How does that present when you're interacting with other people? You know, you want to be mindful of that. It's not necessarily putting on a show, but it is moving through whatever it is you're going through. not staying stuck there and having that control every emotion that you have, whereby you are now reactive to things and you explode or you make a snide comment or you're not yourself, you know, what your typical self is. So like getting back to work, I know I've said this before to someone, what I do, it's a scale of from 0 or 1 to 10. How do I show up at work? And I try to stay at a 5, you know. 5 is pretty calm. And, you know, it's a 10 to me is you're overly bubbly, you're overly excited. And I think that's not that great, you know, when you're dealing with certain levels in an organization and want to show professionalism. I think a 5, 6, anywhere between, I'm hesitant to say a 4, but between a 4 and 6, you know, and you have to define what that looks like for you. For me, a 5 is pretty calm. You know, a 5 is I'll get through the day. I'll do what I need to do. I'll interact professionally and on a personal level with coworkers and clients. I will, I'll be the best that I can be at that level. I could be going through something like hell, but I'll still make sure that I am at least a 5, because for me, anything below a 5, then I'm starting to, you know, not be my best, right? And then you can see it. I don't want you necessarily to see that in a professional environment. Should we see that in a professional environment? It all depends. You know, for me, I prefer no, unless there is someone that I have that I am, you know, that I have, if I have a confidant, you know, someone that I can trust, that I can talk to in a professional environment. Hey, I'm going through this thing, but, you know, I'm here, I'm doing what I need to do, but I'm still kind of going through this thing. If there is someone like that for you, then definitely. But I try not to be less than a 5. There have been times where I have been a -1. And those are the times where I tend to stay to myself. And if I know that that's coming, I more than likely, believe it or not, will work from home because I can't be around other people. I take that space, the space that I need, because I know that if I'm around someone, I may be reactive. I'll do my meetings, get through what I need to get through, but I'll retreat back until I'm better. And I'll do things that I know will help me get back to that 5, you know? So for me, I try to stay at a level 5. For me, a level 5 is calmness, and not reacting. And sometimes it's really holding my tongue, biting my tongue, because as a project manager, I deal with a lot of different situations, good, bad, ugly. And a lot of times it's really ugly because the more money you're dealing with, the higher budgets, the bigger budgets you deal with, the bigger egos apparently you deal with. And that's something that comes along with project management. For all of those project managers out there, you can attest to that. And even those who are not project managers, the higher you go in certain organizations or in certain fields, the more you see that it gets a little bit more stressful, right? And the more you're trying to climb that ladder, it gets a little bit more stressful. So I, for me, try to stay at a 5. So it'd be really good to define what your 0 to 10 looks like, what your 1 to 10 looks like, and where's the best place for you. You know, 5 can be a low for some people, but for me, I'm even keel at a 5. You know, my 5 looks like this. So what does your 5 look like? What does your 10 look like? What does your 1 look like? You know, and once you define that range for yourself, you know, think about what are the things that you need to do to not go below that. What do you need to do to not go below that? What do you need to do to show up at the level that is comfortable for you and at a level that is professional for the environment that you're in? So really think about that. from a 0 to 10. What is your 0? What is your 5? What is your 10? And think about the in-betweens. You don't have to go each number, you know, at each level 1, 2, 3, 4, but you kind of have a range in mind and what that looks like. And showing up in that range can help you on a daily basis to be the best that you can be when, regardless of whatever you're going through. You know, and like I said, you don't necessarily have to be going through anything to show up at a certain level, to be at a certain level. Especially when it comes to work, you want to make sure that you are doing the best that you can with whatever it is that you're dealing with, you know, because it is a professional environment. And if you are following me and you're seeing the steps on how to increase and build your career and develop your career, people are watching. People are watching your personality. People are watching your behavior. All of that goes into play in your performance review, you know? So how do you show up at work? You want to be very mindful of how you show up to others. How do others perceive you? You know, there are times where I could be going through shit hell, but you would never know it. And those are the times where I am probably, I'm forcing myself to a level 6 or 7. And once I do that, I, you know, trick my brain when I'm in this environment, I need to be this way because I have a job to do. I have people depending on me. I'm being paid a certain amount of money to do certain things, and I cannot have distractions. You know, I can't bring that distraction with me to the office. I need to make sure that I stay at a certain level. And I'll tell you, I can't do that for a full 8 hours. I don't know who can, but I'm not the person to be able to do that for a full 8 hours. So what do? I take mini breaks. You know, I'll go take a walk. I'll go sit in my car. I'll go to Jamba Juice and sit for an hour or two or whatever it is. You know, I have a lot of flexibility, but I'll do those things. You know, I'll do whatever it is I need to do to rejuvenate and to fill my cup so that I can get back to the levels that I need so that I can show up for the people that depend on me and do what I need to do. So for me, like I said, I look at the different levels, and in my mind, that helps me to define how I'm showing up. You know, personally, it's a totally different story. I don't necessarily have levels in that manner. I have children, and for me, those are my levels, right? How do I show up for my kids? How am I available to them? How am I making them feel important and valued, right? I could be going through, like I said, I could be going through hell and just going through it. I don't want to take that out on my kids. I don't want to take that out on the people that I love. Sometimes it is extremely hard to not do that, right? Because the closest to you sometimes get the brunt of it. For me, especially when it comes to kids, I try my hardest not to have them feel like they're the cause of anything, you know? So, you know, how do you show up? So moving into how you're showing up for yourself, I think it's imperative that you get to a point where, you know, you're just remembering who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you really need to start doing that work on understanding and learning yourself, right? Learn where your triggers are. Learn how have you handled things in the past? How do you want to handle them in the future? How do you, you know, look at past relationships? What didn't work out? And what is your goal for a future relationship? And not necessarily a romantic relationship. It could be a friendship. What are your goals for a certain friendship or even a romantic relationship or a personal deep level connected relationship? What are your goals for that? Look at where you were in the past. And if it's not where you want to be, what do you need to do to get there? How do you need to show up for yourself? And who do you need to be to get to where you ultimately want to go, right? And for me, showing up for me, I have a daily routine. I may not be in the office every day. But I have a daily routine for me showing up is making, you know, making my bed every morning. Like if I don't make my bed, something in me is like something is not complete. Like it's not even on a task list anymore. It's just something that I do, right? And so even if I don't go into the office, I'm still getting dressed and getting ready as if I'm going somewhere. Because for me, showing up for me is looking good and feeling good. Now, I'm not saying my entire face is beat and I have makeup on and I'm, you know, hair done and absolutely everything done. But I am in, I'm groomed enough to not, you know, scurry back in the bed. You know, to not go back in the bed and work from the bed and ultimately fall asleep. Or even on days that I am not working, I still have that routine, you know, because I find for me, if I feel good, if I look good, I feel good. You know, I'll do this, that, or the other. And this, that, or the other is either doing my hair or doing a facial or getting nails or feet done or putting on a cute t-shirt, because I love t-shirts, these, you know, t-shirts with different sayings on it. I have a whole collection of them, and some jeans, and making myself feel good. You know, I'm not in yoga pants every day. I'm not in sweats and doing all of that. And that's okay if you do that. If that makes you feel good and comfortable, that's okay. We all show up for ourselves in different ways. And so understanding what that is for you is going to be really beneficial in moving forward. And you know, showing up means moving forward and not getting stuck and sitting back in these, you know, in these dark places or just staying stagnant, you know. Showing up for yourself, moving through stress, getting past the stress. How do you do that? There's a lot of different ways on how to do that. And some of the different actions that I can offer is, like I said, creating a routine, getting dressed every day, taking a shower every day, doing your hair every day. Go outside, you know, just go outside and feel the fresh air if you can, you know, spend a few minutes outside. Vitamin D does the body really, really well. Ask for help. That is a big thing. Asking for help. That does not make you weak. In actuality, it is the strongest thing that you can do, is asking for help and receiving that help. Loving yourself first. Showing up for yourself is self-care, period, because you're valuing who you are. Understanding your why. And people may ask, what is that? Why do you do the things that you do? What is your motivation for doing the things that you do? If you cannot answer that question, then you may not be doing the things that you really want to do. Not necessarily should, because should is judgment, and who is it based on? You know, society, this person, that person. Not necessarily should, but what is it that you want to do? So understand your why. And write it down. Why do I do what I do? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I'm doing fill in the blanks because fill in the blank. You know, what is that? Who do you want to be? Answer that question for yourself. You know, who is it that I want to be? And then go and do those things that will help you get to who you want to be. Being yourself authentically, you know, hiding certain aspects of yourself is not necessarily the best thing to do. And that may sound contradictory to what I said earlier about, you know, having the different levels and showing up at work. I'm not talking about pretending. I'm talking about putting yourself in such a place where you can effectively perform. Convincing your mind that you can effectively perform regardless of everything else that's going on. Sometimes it means compartmentalizing things. At work, I am this person, but I'm authentically me, and I am this person. And I can perform at the level that I need to perform at. You define what that is, right? So be authentic. And like I said, get to know you. You're changing. You are growing. Embrace every part of that. Smile at yourself in the mirror. Walk by a mirror and just smile. And then feel the energy shift, right? Something happens when you smile, because you can't necessarily cry and smile, as some people can, you know, but you can't be sad if you're smiling, you know? So smile a little bit more. And I've said this one before, be the adult your younger self needed in those times of fear and vulnerability. Who did you need to show up for you? Now become that person for you in your adult life, and go out there and be the best that you can be, and be the best that you can be for yourself. Because honestly, I truly believe unselfishly that you must put yourself first. I don't mean that in a negative way. I don't mean that in a selfish way. But if you are not full and fulfilled, there is absolutely nothing you can give to anybody else. You will be a shell, an empty shell, right? So be the person that your younger self needed when you needed someone, right? Be that person for yourself and identify who that is, right? Play big and don't play small. What are those big aspirations that you have? If you can think it and dream it, you can be it and do it. I honestly believe that. It may take some time. It may take you partnering with someone. It may take someone assisting you and helping you. But whatever that is, you want to be able to play big. You know, dream big, think big. Get out of your comfort zone. What is your comfort zone? Whatever that is, that's not where you need to be. And you know it. I don't have to tell you that. You know it. You know, showing up for yourself does not mean that you're going to stay in that comfortable area, in that comfortable space. It means that you're going to come out of yourself and show yourself some love, show yourself some grace. Understanding your value. Once you understand your value, you don't necessarily sit in comfort, because you know that you are worth more, doing more, to do more than what it is that you're doing, and get a little bit uncomfortable. Showing up for yourself sometimes means getting a little bit uncomfortable, you know, and it also means asking for what you need. This comes into having the confidence. Showing up for yourself, you have to have confidence. Now, if you have low confidence and you're questioning a lot of things, it goes back to you understanding who you are and valuing who you are. So it really takes effort. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes you asking for help sometimes in order for you to show up for yourself. Sometimes it takes a conversation with a really good girlfriend or your partner for you to show up for yourself. Someone that you trust, someone who sees the value that you bring. Sometimes you don't see it yourself. Sometimes you just can't identify it. Sometimes you're not in the space to identify that. So I don't want to make it too heavy, but we, you know, sometimes we all need a little bit of help. You know, all of this is coming from conversations that I've had in the past week or so, the past couple of weeks with different people on where they are and what they're feeling. And, you know, it's Q1, the end of the first quarter. We're ending March, and some people are a little disappointed in where they are, you know, made New Year's resolutions, and I am not a proponent of New Year's resolutions. I think I did a blog post on setting intentions rather than resolutions, because this is what happens. You know, you get disappointed because you do these, you make these grandiose resolutions that you just, you in the moment you think you can do it and you can't, you know, for whatever reason you can't. Things happen, life happens, you know. So I say set an intention, set a high intention, not a goal, an intention, right? And you can go back and read that. But once you set those, I'm hesitant to say lofty intentions, but once you set those, you know, big intentions, you find that once you're on your journey to that intention, a lot of other things happen for you collaterally that you probably weren't expecting, but they're good things, you know? So go back and read that. So I won't go into that too much, but, you know, a lot of people, some people right now are thinking about where they are. It's Q1 and, you know, third month of the year 2019, and what have I done so far? Where am I headed? And are getting down on themselves and stressing out. Some people are looking for a new job and they're not really finding the luck or having the luck in getting a new job, or, you know, going through interviews and not really getting the calls back that they are expecting, or, you know, just different things like that. And when I have these conversations, I ask, how are you showing up? How are you presenting? How are people perceiving you? How do you perceive yourself? Right? So let's bring it all back together as far as showing up for ourselves. I'm going to keep saying that. Show up for yourself, show up for yourself, show up for yourself. Number one, nobody else can do it for you. You can get help in being motivated, in getting the inspiration, but only you can make that decision and make that choice to say, you know what? I am here. I am going to do the best that I can with what I have and with where I am. And that is all that I can do. So in showing up for you, know your value. Here's a little exercise, and I tell people to do this a lot. Write down everything you're good at, absolutely everything that you're good at least 20 things. You can find 20 things to write. If you sit and think about it, you can find 20 things to write. And it doesn't all have to be stuff in your professional skill set. It could be absolutely anything. I'm a good organizer. I'm a great communicator. I have a green thumb. I can keep an orchid for 30 days. I don't, whatever it is. Write down 20 things that you are good at, really good at. Go back over that list and look at what it took for you to get to that point. What are the skills you needed to have that skill? Then you'll see some additional skill sets that you had that you probably didn't even realize. Look at your value. Look at what you've just done. Look at your value. Think about it. Because we go through our lives on a day-to-day basis and we don't think that we have value to bring or to show or to provide. You know, what do you bring to the table? There's a lot that you bring to the table. There's a lot that you don't even believe that you bring to the table. And sometimes writing it out will help you see what those things are and will help you uncover the hidden gems of who you are as a person. So showing up for yourself means understanding your value, understanding your worth, and not getting hard on yourself in those times when you may not be your best, or when the best may not be happening from your perception around you or with you or to you, right? You may be in a situation that is not ideal, but how are you showing up for you? How are you showing up for you to move through whatever that thing is outside of everybody else? What is it for you? How are you presenting you to you? Like, look in the mirror. Who am I today? Who was I yesterday? Who do I want to be tomorrow? Ask yourself those three questions and think about it, you know? So, as a wrap up on today's session or today's, you know, today's episode of podcast of Bench Talk, I said session. It is a coaching session, right? On today, wrapping up today's episode of Bench Talk, I really, really, really want to impart on you the importance of showing up for yourself, being the best that you can be, regardless of what is happening around you, presenting yourself to the world, presenting yourself to your family, to your children, to your loved ones. What does that look like? Do you like it? If you don't, what is it that you don't like about it? What can you do to change it? What are the steps that you can take to move towards what you feel that you need to be, how you need to be, who you need to be? So think about that. Showing up for yourself on a daily basis is imperative. It is part of self-care. It's part of self-care. Think about it. Show up. Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast, episode 6 of Bench Talk, showing up for yourself and what does that mean to you. It is a very personal thing to do and thing to identify. Thank you for listening to today's episode, guys. Thank you so much. If you like what you heard on today's episode, please comment and let me know what you thought of it. And also, be sure to sign up for Profesh Society, where I will be talking about this and so many more topics. I do a monthly coaching Q&A session in our private Facebook group. Be sure to sign up. I'll have all of the links in the episode notes below. And talk to you soon, guys. Bye.